Everyone wants divinity to be within the realm of human comprehension, human feasibility, what we think is possible rationally. What kind? That's why people are not interested in God or want little or nothing to do with it. Achintya Shakti, Muhyantya Tsurayaha, the God, the Krishna we're interested in, is bewildering even to the demigods, can bewilder Brahma, Indra, Shiva, right? Mahavishnu wants a glimpse of Krishna, wants to see the beauty of Krishna, how beautiful he must be. Even other forms of Krishna want to see, have a glimpse. Yang shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam. Right? It says, shama sundar, Krishna, what does he look like? Achintya guna swarup. This swarup, this form, is has inconceivable qualities. It will say, why is Krishna this color? Why is he like that? It's an inconceivable color, an inconceivable form. But we're given some hints, local references. Dwaraka Krishna is enamored by the beauty of Vrindavan Krishna. And in the inverse, see, these things become more meaningful the more we become acquainted with them. So if we understand how inconceivably beautiful and attractive Vishnu is, then this will take on increased connotation and meaning when we hear that when the Braja Gopis are searching for Krishna and they think they see him hiding in a kunj, the kunja, because he is. And as they think they've found him and they're running towards him, Krishna pushes out two more arms and takes a Vishnu form. And when the Braja Gopis encounter him and see, from a distance it looked like Krishna, but close up it's Vishnu, it says, Ragodaya Kunchati. Their hearts are, well, one word is crippled. They're disappointed. Oh, Namo Narayan. They're respectful. Have you seen Krishna? We're searching for Krishna. And you know everything. Where is he hiding? But when, and so that shows some, the Braja Gopis are dismissing Vishnu from the object of their search. Progress means elimination and a new acceptance. Raghunath Das Goswami says, don't be too attentive to Vidimarg, because if you are, you'll be hurled down to Vaikuntha. Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, can say such a thing. Right? So, Braja Gopis, they dismiss Vishnu from the object of their search. Is he not the absolute truth? Is he not Bhagawan? Dismissed. Not interested. Hearts are disappointed. Then what is it they're looking for? That Vishnu cannot reciprocate? Therefore, Krishna is called Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's the all-accommodating, all-reciprocating Rasa Murtiman. So we shall resist trying to take the infinite, the supreme absolute truth, and make a tree chart or want every little aspect of the infinite to fit in a little box in our puppy brain. Our skull-sized kingdoms that we rule over.